Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more, up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover SelfDefenseFund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
We want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Chattanooga Shooting Supplies, Inc. CSSI was founded in 1977 by two families that had a passion for hunting and the outdoors. That same passion holds true today for the second generation of family members and their 200-plus employees. Own a gun store or a range? If so, you understand the importance of two-step distribution to help you meet the demand of your customers. Their mission is to exceed their customers' expectations with a strong service focus from a knowledgeable sales staff, an assortment of trusted and well-known brands, competitive pricing, and timely shipping. With over 50,000 SKUs of shooting and hunting-related products, they are in the business to help customers succeed. Learn more at ChattanoogaShooting.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend, CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 5 of the Fireman Trainers Podcast. It's amazing how fast this year is going. We're just recording the January 1st episode. Now we're already into April. We're part of the ConcealedCarry.com network of podcasts. I also want you to encourage to check out the Guardian Conference coming up in September 20th through the 22nd in Oklahoma City. Register now and save. This episode, we'll be talking with Daryl Phillips about how he uses a scenario simulator in his classes. If you like our podcast, give us a 5-star review, share with your friends. This will help us reach more people with our content. Buckle up for another interesting episode that will help you as a trainer and instructor. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at the FTA, the Firearms Trainers Association. Visit their website at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage they offer and their competitive pricing. If you're a certified instructor, you can apply for FTA coverage. And remember, listeners to the podcast get 10% off by entering promo code FTP10 at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Manus X. I've been a longtime Manus user from their original Manus X to the new Manus X10 that came out with a couple of years ago, and now excited about their most recent product, Manus Blackbeard X. The Manus Blackbeard X combines the Manus 10 and the Manus Blackbeard system into one platform for the AR-15. It unleashes a completely new capability with in-depth dynamic shooting analysis, including motion-based analysis and multi-target engagement, something no one has done before. Manus Blackbeard X connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth and can easily download the Manus X application for Android and iOS. The Manus X application gives you history on all your previous sessions as well as new drills for the modern sporting rifle. Manus X changed the way I train. And I think you'll find the Manus Blackbeard X is a great training aid for yourself and your students. Check out Manus X for more information on their Manus products, including the new Manus Blackbeard systems. That is ManusX.com. We bring this podcast support to the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Today, we're joined by Daryl Phillips from Perfect Practice Tactical. Welcome, Daryl.
Hey, Rob.
Appreciate you coming on the podcast and wanting to discuss our topic today with us. Can you give our listeners a little bit of your background on what you do in the 2A training world?
Sure. I'm a firearms trainer, as you know. That's why I'm here on your podcast, because this is the genre for it. I do all kinds of different training. I go from every level, from never held a gun before to advanced tactical, team tactical movement. I do pistols, carbines, ARs. I love my AR courses. And it's pretty much every level. And there's a whole bunch of things where it's broken down. And one of the reasons that I came on with you was to talk about force-on-force alternatives, right? Because force-on-force is like a huge thing now. You're starting to see the videos popping up all over YouTube, all over Facebook, the Reels, TikTok, everything like that, where you're actually getting physical actors and dummy guns, and you're having people run through these houses where they're actually getting a physical person, a physical threat jumping up, and they have to adapt and react very quickly. And that's a goal for me down the line. But of course, it's baby steps, and we all have to grow. And where I'm at right now, I don't have the facilities to do that. So I've started utilizing a 10-foot screen and a projector and the smokeless range with laser ammo and the Scenario Trainer 2.0. And I got to tell you, it is a huge favorite amongst my students. I have different laser ammo guns. I actually have recoil guns, right? So they're just lasers, and I'm showing you because you can see them, but these are based on the Beretta 9mm, right? So ergonomically, it's exactly like the Beretta 9mm with the switches and the mag drops and all that other stuff. But when you fire it, it's actually green gas powered and it recoils. So you get a little bit of actual physical feedback when you fire the weapon, which is nice. And then it throws a laser down onto the screen, which is a 10-foot screen. And there's a camera that actually reads where the laser is hitting. And it's pretty damn amazing, to be honest with you. It's a great program. There's over 100 scenarios. Once you split them out, you can split them off, and I can control what the actors are going to do. So I can make the actors comply with your commands if you actually have a situation where you're giving commands, or I can have them tell you to go F yourself and they draw down on you and you have to adapt to that as well. So the great thing is you know, we all do the legal use of force classes, right? I'm a USCCA instructor. You're very familiar with USCCA as well.
Yes.
Legal use of force is great, you know, but the one thing that they say in the legal use of force class is when you have 3 to 5 seconds to make these decisions, the prosecuting attorney is going to have hours, days, weeks, and months to tear these decisions apart and find out if you did the right thing, right? So we actually do the same thing in the legal use of force class. We tear things apart for hours ahead of time, and we get the students to try to actually contemplate what would happen if this happened. What would I do if I'm sitting at this diner and somebody walked in and presented a weapon? So we get the students to try to think ahead of things and contemplate what can actually go wrong in their life. And that's great because you're exercising and you're thinking what could happen, right? Because the one thing that I tell my students all the time is there are so many people out there who die with their last thought being, this can't be happening to me, because they never considered it being possible. So they never
normalcy bias.
Right. So they never trained for it, right? So we can sit and think about it all day long and slow it down just like a prosecutor could, but without actually having some sort of a force on force scenario in real time and real speed, where you barely have time to issue commands, or you may not be able to issue commands before you have to actually draw your weapon and save your life. And that's what the scenario trainer is all about. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing tool to use with my students. And one of the most common things I get from all of my students is, I got to take a break, man. My heart is pounding out of my chest, you know, and that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, I think one thing to realize in the whole situation, we're talking about self-defense. You've got, you know, a couple seconds to make a decision. You can only go by the information that you know at that time, you know, based upon, you know, is it dark? Is it sunny out? You know, are they close to you? Are they far away? But when you get down to it, the prosecutor, those days, weeks, months, and maybe even years, they've got hindsight that's 20/20. They know exactly what was going on. They know exactly everything. They can play out all those different scenarios. The one scenario they can't do, or that they're not forced to go through, is go along and getting the limited information the individual has and making a decision, a split second decision that they have to live by for the rest of their life. And those are things to where, you know, as I go along reinforcing all my students, we carry a gun not to go along and to, you know, make the world a better place and do, you know, justice. That's the justice system, law enforcement. We carry a gun in order to go along and make sure that our family, we're there for tomorrow. And, you know, if we carry it along those lines, then if we end up running away, we realize that's a win, you know, because it's not an ego situation. It's a situation to where we run away and we're there for our family, because if we stand and fight, and Andrew Branca had been on the podcast before and he said this, you have a greater than 0% chance of death or in severe bodily harm, just because if that's your defense, then that's what you're defending against, which means that if you have a good day, you walk away. If you have a bad day, your family might be going to the hospital. They might be going to the morgue to identify you. And neither one of those situations I would call would be a, you know, win from that perspective. I mean, you might survive, but you definitely, you know, did not come out of it unharmed.
Right. 100%. Yeah. The whole goal I tell my students all the time is to end the day with the same amount of holes you started it with, you know, and that's the reality of it. You try to disengage if you can. You know, de-escalation and conflict avoidance are huge points that I stress all the time, even though I'm in a castle doctrine state and a stand your ground state. You know, I still tell my students, even though the prosecutor may not be upset about you standing your ground, if you can safely retreat in a reasonable way, you're silly not to, because you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. Here's a story that I'm sure most listeners are very familiar with. 2 years ago, Greenwood Mall outside of Indianapolis, there was a shooter came out of a restrooms and started shooting. Elijah Dickinson, 43 yards away, went along and started shooting at him and planted 8 out of 10 shots on the person. Which is great. But most people don't know, and because I followed the case very closely, it took approximately 10 months for the prosecutor to go along and say, I'm not going to file charges. So for 10 months, he woke up every morning wondering if his lawyer was going to call him and say, meet me down, you know, at the station, because they're going to go along and book you on or charge you with, you know, these crimes. Because it's like, you know, people look at me like, that's crazy. He saved all those people. It's like, legally speaking, you take 10 shots. They're going to go along and look at those 10 shots. And every one of them, they're going to ask the question, was it justified? And if the answer is yes, you're clear. If the answer is no, then you're going to have, you know, some explanation going on. And maybe there's a good explanation for it. Maybe not. Even if one of those shots hit your intended target, but went through and injured somebody else, that's, you know, another one of those things that you've got to consider. And that's where, if you can get out of a deadly situation, that might be the best thing for you and your family. Yes, we all want to be John Wayne. We all want to be, you know, the savior of the day, but we also want to be there for our family tomorrow. And that's the one thing I always go along and tell people, you know, really consider what you want to put your family through, because if you end up in that situation, Kyle Rittenhouse would be a very good situation there, to where he did something, probably not the smartest thing going up Kenosha, but wasn't illegal. Right. But at the same time, did him and his family have to go along, move and go places because of people threatening him and everything? And that was for, you know, what was ultimately determined to be a legal act. I mean, Think about that. That's really tough to try to explain to your siblings, to your mom and dad, your, you know, cousin, something else like that. Hey, I wouldn't go home because there are people out there looking for anybody in my family to, you know, harm. And right. That doesn't make sense to normal people, but there are people that go and just target people because they want to inflict harm on them. And that's the sad reality of the world these days.
Well, that goes into the mental health stuff that we were kind of discussing a little bit offline. I guess we're going to get into that later on too. But, you know, that's a great reference, that mall shooting. And I've always wondered, what the hell was the guy shooting that he was engaging at 43 yards and scoring hits in an adrenaline situation? Because I wouldn't engage that far out. Like, that's amazing shooting.
If I recall right, it was a Glock 43, if I remember right.
Okay.
So, I mean,
amazing point score.
Yeah. You know? Now, the thing I can't recall off the top of my head, he started shooting at 43 yards and then got closer with each shot. But I don't know where all the shots were, which ones he missed, which ones he made, those types of things. But still, to go along and have the fortitude at 43 yards, say, I'm going to engage them and do whatever I have to do and take whatever comes my way.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I would love to see the metrics on that shoot. Yeah. But
here's one thing about that shoot too, that not many people or not much publicity has been about. Elijah Dickinson's girlfriend, who he was there with the mall, was a nursing student. Do you know that she was the person who started giving first aid to the people that were shot?
Wow.
And the one thing about that is that, here's something for people to consider. That's why having people that are trained in trauma first aid and how to stop the bleed, how to go along, use tourniquets, all those kind of things is really important, because talk to any of the law enforcement people. Whenever there's a mass shooting like that, the first priority is to stop the shooting. 100%. Doesn't matter how many people are laying around and what condition they're in. Number one priority is to stop the shooting. So if you've got somebody there inside already who can go along and apply tourniquets, who can go along and stop the bleeding, can pull them to cover, whatever the situation can be, it can be a big, big game changer as far as survival rates. So enough about Greenwood Mall.
Yeah, 100% though. You're spot on with that. You know, referencing older shootings, here's going back into the legal use of force stuff that we were talking about before. The reality is you can have a righteous shoot and it could still cost you millions of dollars, because there's legal and then there's civil, right? So you can be found not guilty on a legal charge, on a criminal charge, but you can still get your butt sued off for millions of dollars. And if anybody doesn't understand that, it's called O.J. Simpson. Right. Mm-hmm. He got found not guilty of murdering two people. And we all know OJ did it. But even though he was found not guilty, he was still sued civilly for millions of dollars. And he lost. So you can have a righteous shoot. And I stress this with my students, too. If you don't have insurance and you carry or you own a firearm for defense, you're setting yourself up for failure if you ever have to use your weapon, because even in a righteous shoot, it could cost you $100,000, even if you're righteous. It's still going to cost you a lot of money. So,
Lawyers don't work for free.
No, they do not.
Unfortunately.
And, And one of the, you know, going back to the previous shootings, one of the ones that I get into with my legal use of force class, at the end of my legal use of force class, Do you remember the shooting that happened about a year ago in Texas in that little fast food joint where the guy was robbing it with pellet gun?
Oh, yeah. Or the taco, or restaurant. Yep.
Yeah. So this guy lit him up. He laid 9 shots into this guy, and it was 3 shootings. It was a volley of 4 was the first 4. And then the second 4 was shots 5 through 8. After the guy was already down, he put 5 through 8 into him. And then as he walked over and picked the guy's weapon up that had slid under a table, he popped him again with shot number 9. So it was 3 different shootings. And again, like you were saying earlier with this other guy in the mall, it's only been about 3 weeks now that they actually decided, nope, they're not charging him. They don't have enough to charge him. The grand jury said, nope, you're going to walk, which blows my mind, because if you watch that video, I have the unedited, uncensored video. Like, you watch it from beginning to end, and you know, you see this guy lose his life clearly. And there are so many things in that video that are clearly in breach of the use of force continuum. Once the threat ends, your right to violence ends. You know, I stress that with my students. And, you know, the threat ended on shot number 4 when this guy fell and lost his weapon. And then, you know, this other guy still laid 5 more shots into him, which was insane. Mm-hmm. So even in Texas, I'm surprised that he wasn't charged, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing I go along and always warn people. Yeah, if you ever look at another shooting, you use that as a reference point to say, well, you know, he shot him, you know, 8 times, 10 times. Keep in mind that it all depends upon where you're at and who's on the grand jury. You know, all those different kinds of things play into it, because things that might have gotten by 10 years ago or 20 years ago don't get by today. And and those are one of those things to where, you know, I'm in Ohio, and the one thing I point out to people is the laws are the same in Cincinnati as they are in Cleveland, but some things that fly in Cincinnati don't fly in Cleveland. And those are the things to realize, that even if you're in the same state, that, you know, they can have a big impact. We're surrounded by 4 counties here in Cincinnati. Something that goes on in one county may not be acceptable in the next county to that prosecutor. And that's because they're different people, and they're allowed to make their own calls on what they think, you know, should be prosecuted and what shouldn't be prosecuted.
Yep. 100%. I tell my students all the time, the only reason that guy ended up walking, and it still took a year, the only reason that guy ended up walking is because it was rootin' tootin' Texas. And I say that straight up. I mean, if that was here in Pennsylvania, that guy'd be going to jail for the rest of his life. I have no doubt in my mind, you know?
Yeah.
PA is a pretty two-way state. We're stand your ground. We're Castle Doctrine. But we're still a swing state when it comes to, you know, political stuff. So that involves 2A when it comes to the swing state stuff. So definitely, I tell my students, you know, once the threat ends, your right to violence ends, period. There is no questioning that.
So back on our scenario simulator, Daryl, what are some of the things of how do you use it? You talked about, you've got your students, and you talk about use of force during your class. How do you integrate the different scenarios into reinforcing what you talk about in class?
So it's kind of an interesting way of how I do it, because when I'm going through my legal use of force, I actually have it bundled into a legal use of force before, during, and after. So I throw in our color codes of awareness as well. So that plays into, when I know the scenario that I'm picking for my students, I tell the students, you're in your home and you hear something wrong. And that tells them that, okay, I might be actually having my gun in my hand, or I might have my hand on my holster. You know what I mean? Walking through my house. And before anybody goes, oh, you walk through your house with your holster, I carry in my house all day long, all the time. It's what I do, because carrying is not just a right, it's a way of life. So I tell my students, you know, if you're carrying in your home, this is where you would want to be. Like, you know, the situation is something is wrong in your home. That's all I'm telling you. So at that point, they have to figure out how they're going to be prepared. So some of our scenarios are, it's dark and they hear glass breaking, and now all of a sudden they're looking down a hallway and hearing footsteps. If it's a situation where it's like a road rage accident or something like that, I tell them, you're in yellow. Prepare for whatever can happen. So, you know, living in yellow is where we're all supposed to be, in that color code yellow, where we're actually paying attention to our surroundings and we're aware of our surroundings, but we're not paranoid or jumpy or anything like that. So that's generally what I tell my students. I set them up with the condition that they want to be in, right? So if they're somewhere out in public, it's generally you're just condition yellow. You're out in public and you're just moving along. They should know they should be in yellow, so they shouldn't be walking with their hand on their weapon. And then I let them pick from there.
Mm-hmm. I know, me personally, I don't have a scenario simulator like you do. Mm-hmm. But if you had some recommendations for the instructors out there who are looking to get something, besides smokeless rain, do you have any other recommendations of how to get set up for with the right tools and everything else like that?
Honestly, I have never even looked into anything else aside from what I have. And the smokeless range is by laser ammo. And they have, it's not cheap. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm a couple grand into it between the software and the camera and my laser recoil guns and everything like that. But it is definitely a wise investment. 100% a very wise investment. If you have students who are looking to get into a little bit more training stuff where you want to go a little bit cheaper, I'm going to hold this up for you because you probably know what it is. But this is also one of the laser ammo targets. Mm-hmm. And it's a little reactive target that you actually fire it with the laser ammo gun and the target interacts with you. So it lights up mm-hmm. green. So what's great about those, if you want to go to a little bit of a cheaper system, these are great because if I'm setting up home defense for a client and I'm in their house, I have a bunch of these that I set up with a controller and I set them up in random spots throughout rooms in their house. And I actually set up the game called Follow the Ball. So when they walk in, they have no idea which one of these is going to be a threat. And when that threat pops up, they have to engage it. So it's another real time thing that you can deal with. So if you want to just go with like the little targets, mm-hmm. the laser ammo, there's that. But if you want to spend a little bit more money, you get into the smokeless range as the base program, and then the Scenario Trainer 2.0 is the add-on program that you throw into the program.
Yeah, and that's a good stepping stone that you talked about, because in a lot of cases, you know, as I recommend new trainers do, don't go out and mortgage the farm on right. doing firearm training. For it, because the quickest way to make $1 million in firearm training is start out with $2 million. It yeah. just doesn't come that easily. So start off something small, and then when you make the money, invest it back into the company. It makes yeah. it'll make you, it'll force you to make wiser decisions about which yes. ones are you making money on, and which ideas are things that aren't going to make you money. Those are big decisions for a small training company.
Yeah, that's 100% true. When I first started this, when I first started Perfect Practice, it was 2 years ago now, and I had a full-time job at that point, making okay money. So the money that I got from instructing as I started building my company, I just turned around and rolled it right back into the company. You know, I didn't start out with the Scenario Trainer with this $2,000 software. I started out with the Strike Man. If you're familiar with what the Strike Man is, it's kind of like the Mantis X, but it's cheaper. It's $100. It sets up a target and it sets your phone up to where your phone watches the target. And they give you a little striker laser that you put into your weapon. And every time you press the trigger, the firing pin shoots this laser at it and it keeps track of it. And it was a great little tool in the beginning. It was to help my students actually get good sight picture and see what their actual feedback was, because it gave you metrics and all that stuff. And that's a fantastic little start. If you're a newer instructor who is just trying to build and you want to get things to where you can get your students actually practicing sight picture and dealing with that without actually wasting ammo, right, before you go to the range.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic little tool. Don't start out just, you know, blowing thousands of dollars. You know, just like you said, build it a little at a time, baby steps, you know, as long as it's forward progress, even if it's only an inch, it's progress. So you don't have to go leaps and bounds.
Yeah. And the one thing I always recommend is instructors think about from a student perspective. You know, we've been accustomed to, you know, spending $50 on ammo. You know, when we go to the range type of thing, sometimes our students aren't used to forking out $100 for a class and then another 50 or $100 for ammo. And that's yeah. on top of them buying their first gun and doing different things like that. I think in a lot of situations as instructors, we we'll lend people our guns to practice with, you know, to take the course. And along those same lines, we should go along and look at, you know, these laser trainers really allow us to do it even outside the range, which makes it lower cost. And you remember how ammo was just, you know, 4 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic and such? I mean, a box of 59 millimeter or $50. I mean, if only I could have bought all the all the 9mm for $9 a box, you know, a year before that, I could have made a mint off of that. Yeah. But it's one of those situations, and you know, I'm no fortune teller, but I can guarantee you that ammo prices are going to go up somewhere sometime in the future. It might be a dollar box. It might be two or three times the price of the box, all depending upon what the crisis is of the moment.
Of course, and it's an election year too, so everybody panics about that, you know. So ammo is never cheap during an election year.
It
never is.
And you know, the same thing with, you know, guns. One of the things I laugh about, I teach reloading. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, I've done a few on reloading. And one of the things that's always interesting is people go along and say, you know, I want to get into reloading so I can make, you know, cheap ammo. Tell me what I need to do. And it's like, you should have started last year.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to get into buying a press and buying the powder and buying the primers, you're going to be paying a premium right now when, you know, primers and powder goes up and down, just like ammunition prices go up and down. And that's where, you know, buy it cheap or buy it in large quantities so you can store it for a while. And then as ammo gets more expensive, you can go along and say, well, you know, I made this great investment, you know, seven, eight years ago. I've got powder that's almost 10 years old now, and I'm still using it, still works perfectly fine. But that was a wise investment because ammo's gone up pretty good amount since then. And I'm not having to pay those regular prices where I can build my own and build it the way I want to.
Yeah. I've got a friend of mine who, he's another firearms business here in the community that I live in. He's actually really good. I got to give him a quick shout out. That's Coat of Arms Gun Coatings. He just made me a very beautiful, holster for my weapon because I have a Surefire light on it. So he made me a nice drop leg holster with a clip on it that I can just throw onto any other rig. But anyway, loads. He's big into loading. And we were just talking about this probably a week or so ago. And he said, primers are insane right now. He's got primers where if he sold his primers, he would make a mint because, just like you said before, he bought them when it was cheap as hell. And now primers cost four or five times what they did when he last bought them. But he has thousands of them, you know. He's like, I'm not getting rid of them. I'm sitting on them, you know.
Yeah, I've got a little problem with my primers. I went along and counted them one time, and I never realized how many I've got because I just buy it when I can. Yeah. I've got way too many.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about like Clint, for sure.
Yeah, that's the way things are. But do you have any suggestions on the laser guns, the dummy guns that you use? Because one of the things where, you know, most people are familiar, you know, I've had Mike Hughes on with Next Level Training with their cert guns before, but any other recommendations? Because again, one of the things I always look for, the cert guns are great training tools for, but they're a little pricey for something that don't actually take the range. And if I can reuse my regular carry gun, it allows me to use a familiar feel to it and hopefully do the same thing. What's your recommendation?
Absolutely. So again, this really depends on budget. Cert pistols are great for an instructor. I don't suggest a student going out and buying a cert pistol because it's going to be a waste of time, because realistically you can actually just put a bore sight in your own pistol and do wall drills and do the exact same thing that you're going to get out of a cert pistol. That's going to cost you $250 if you buy a cheap cert pistol. You can buy the laser ammo, like the recoil guns. They're great. They get pricey too. I have the Beretta 9mm. Those were about $350 a piece. They can get expensive. You know, all the way up to almost like what buying a regular gun is. Most of them are averaging around $450 now, the different laser ammo recoils. They run off green gas. You can get them with an IR laser or with a red laser, a visible laser. So it's, again, a great practice tool. If you want to go even more crazy, I can tell you that I spent about $700 on a system called Coolfire. I don't know if you've heard of those.
Yep, those are really cool.
The Cool Fire is pretty badass. I'm not going to lie. The Cool Fire, yep. For those of you who aren't familiar with them, it basically replaces your barrel and your spring in your pistol with a tank that holds CO2, and you fill it yourself. So it's a very cool thing to throw in because you're now using your actual EDC to practice with. You don't have to rack the slide every time you take your shot like you would like lower stuff, like if you're doing a strike man type of a practice. And even on my VP9, the kick is still about like a 380. So it still has a decent amount of feedback mm-hmm. when you actually fire. So that's really neat. I have a blast using my Cool Fire. Like I said, again, it's expensive. On the flip side, the amount of money that you save on range time, you know, you can do all kinds of different practice drills in your home with a Cool Fire system that a range would kick you off the property for. So that's another aspect too. One of the things that I talk about all the time with my students is, you know, you don't get that Lethal Weapon Danny Glover shot where you get to stretch your neck and move your head around. You have to actually train dynamically. You can't just train at the range and expect that to be your performance. You know, I tell my students all the time, the range is not where you do your training. The range is your report card for the training that you do at home. And that's mm-hmm. a huge, huge way to look at it. So the Cool Fire system enables me to do all of that stuff. It enables me to do drawing exercises, clearing room exercises, hitting multiple targets across a 10-foot arc. I can't do that at a range without shooting somebody else's targets and getting kicked off the property. So again, it's a matter of how proficient do you want to be with your weapon? I mean, every situation is going to be a dynamic situation, and the range standing perfectly still is not what your situation is going to be like in real life.
Definitely. And that's, I second everything you just said, because it's really tough to get into a shoot house to where you can shoot 360 degrees safely. Mm-hmm. But with a lot of the training guns that are out there, it really enables you to not create that training scar. Because how many times have instructors gone along and seen students who are really good at shooting paper targets, but then all of a sudden they go along and they start doing more dynamic drills and they're flat footed. They, you know, stop and shoot. They can't right. run and shoot at the same time. And that's a training scar, because they've learned that they can only shoot while they're standing still versus going along and knowing how to take that less than perfect shot while they're on the move and potentially, you know, putting down a threat faster than waiting until they get behind cover.
Yep. 100%. I have all kinds of stuff where I actually do drills like that, in live fire situations as well. I'm fortunate enough to have a friend who's got a lot of property that I have a range set up on. So when we're doing the basic skills, you know, the basic classes and stuff like that, I take my students to this indoor range, because we're just doing basic safety stuff, you know, general quick stuff. But then once my students get a little bit more advanced, I bring them to the outdoor range, and that's where we can do stalk shooting, walking, you know, shooting on the move, doing tactical maneuvers. I even have AR team tactical stuff where we're actually rushing targets from over 150 yards out, and we're doing mm-hmm. Bounding overwatches and, you know, all kinds of realistic stuff. I do the snafu situations where, okay, you're firing your weapon, you're actually advancing on this target. I call a timeout, I walk over, and I tape your strong hand up, and you have to finish the exercise with your support hand. Figure it out. That's the real training, because that's what really happens. You know, one of the things my students will tell you, I say all the time, is no battle plan survives first contact, ever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Reality has a quick way of changing your plans, for sure. 100%. 100%. Well, Darryl, what's your most favorite scenario to run on the simulator?
This one is called Broken Glass, and it's, you're in your home and it's dark and you hear broken glass, and then all of a sudden your lights slightly illuminate and you can see down your hallway, and there's a couple of doors on the side, and then there's the end of the hallway where your stairs are, where somebody comes up. And in that scenario in particular, you hear the broken glass, the light comes on, and you can see that you as the shooter are using a flashlight because the light's jumping all over the place. And then a door in the hallway opens up right in front of you, and somebody comes running out at you, and it's one of your kids. And I can't tell you how many people shoot that first kid, mm-hmm. you know, and then the second kid runs out of the next door, And then when everybody's freaking out that, oh, you know, I didn't shoot that kid, thank God. Then the guy walks up the stairs, points a gun at you and says, night, night, and you're dead because you never even got that shot off. So that's a fun one. Another one that I really like is I utilize the Tuller drill quite a bit. You're familiar with the Tuller drill?
Yep.
For anybody who is not familiar with the Tuller drill, that's the 21-foot rule drill. Officer Tuller is from somewhere out in the Midwest, if I remember correctly.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, he's the one who came to the realization through studies that a well-practiced individual can draw his weapon from his holster and get two shots off on target in a second and a half. And it only takes a second and a half for a person to cover 21 feet. So the Tuller drill is what became, that's what that became known as. Whereas somebody runs at you from 21 feet, can you get your gun out and actually get a shot on target before they get to you with a knife? And one of the scenarios is this guy standing 21 feet away from the camera and there's no warning. He's just standing there looking at you. And then all of a sudden he runs at you and you have to get your shots off. And it's a pretty good drill. It's definitely a fun one.
Well, that's good. Well, that definitely sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm going to have to see if I can work a simulator into my budget at some point.
Highly recommend it.
I like the force on force. I like doing the cheaper drills, those types of things, because we spend enough money on the range. And if we can lower that cost for us and our students, that's really great. So appreciate all that information, Daryl.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, the question we've been asking everybody for season 7, what do you do for your mental health each day?
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to tear down a little bit of a wall here and I got to turn these lights back on. They just shut off on me automatically. Sorry about that. I'm going to tear down a little bit of a wall here and rat myself out. I am actually in recovery. I'm a recovering alcoholic and I'm not shy about talking about that.
Congrats.
Thank you. So mental health is a big, big thing for me. So every day, one of my biggest things is gratitude. I'm very big on what am I grateful for today. We talked a little bit offline before we started recording. I told you I had an aneurysm a couple of years ago, and I walked around for 3 days with my brain bleeding before I went to the hospital and got that taken care of. And I ended up getting brain surgery and all that stuff. And that's another reason that every day is just a bonus day for me, you know? So it's a matter of what am I grateful for today? How can I improve myself today? And that's what I do for my mental health every single day. How can I improve myself and what am I grateful for?
That's great, Daryl. We're doing this to get people thinking, doing something daily for our mental health, is important, for it. We started off with, Episode 1 of Season 7 with Mike Sodini and with Walk Talk America. And we're going to continue on in Season 7 asking this question because I think it's extremely important for people to think about, do they take a break and watch a sunset and just, appreciate everything they've got? Do they go out for a run to clear their mind? Do different things along those lines, because as I say when we're talking with Mike Sodini in Episode 1, it is a crying shame that we lose 22 veterans a day and even more civilians than that to suicides. And it's not because people didn't like them or anything else like that, is that they didn't see, all the goodness that's in the world. And you go along and talk to anybody who's lost a family member to suicide, and they will tell you that they would have been willing to do anything they could to tell that person how much they were loved if that person would just told them they were contemplating suicide. So
yeah, 100%.
Not to be on a downer there, but that's you've got a very good point there, Daryl, and thank you for getting us thinking about that. Well, Daryl, where can people find out more about you and the training that you're doing?
All right, well, as we said before, it's Perfect Practice Tactical Firearms Training. I'm located in Milford, PA. If you want to find out some stuff on my classes and my rates, it's perfectpracticetactical.com. Or you can just look me up on Facebook and it's Perfect Practice Tactical Firearms Training. I'm pretty easy to find. I'm on Google Maps. And I'm very big on having my students give me reviews when they're done. So you can actually get a little bit of feedback from my students, who have been through some of my classes.
Perfect. And I will have these in the show notes. As always, for those people that are driving or don't have a piece of paper handy right now, and you can look up Daryl and see if you're in the Pennsylvania, Milford area to maybe train with them or drop a note and say hi at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm where I'm at in Pennsylvania is Northeast PA, where New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania come together. So if you're a Northwestern or New Jersey resident, I actually do the New Jersey concealed carry certifications and courses as well. And, you know, as far as reach goes, I've got a couple of guys from Long Island who come all the way out here to do their training with me because, and I actually asked them, I said, why are you driving 3 hours to train with me? And they said, nobody offers what you offer. So that tells me that I'm doing something right.
Definitely. I agree with that. Well, Daryl, with that, thank you for your time tonight, and thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I appreciate you, man. I like what you do. I've listened to a couple of your shows already, and I'm definitely going to be checking out more for sure.
Super. Thank you. That's a wrap for this episode. I hope you found the information informative, and don't forget to share it with a friend. It doesn't do us any good if we just hog the information all ourselves, so think about sharing it with a friend. If you're searching for other information to help your business, don't forget to check out our website and search for all the episodes there. Just go to www.firearmtrainerpodcast.com and search in the upper right-hand corner on whatever topic you'd like. If you have suggestions, comments, ideas for somebody to be on podcast, feel free to email me at ftp@concealedcarry.com. Don't forget to register for the Guardian Conference coming up in September. And visit our sponsors, Specialty Firearm Trainers Association at ftaprotect.com, and check out their instructor insurance. Establishing your business was your first step. Your next step should be getting FTA coverage. And remember, promo code FTP10 for 10% off at checkout. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Concealed Carry Inc. and ConcealedCarry.com strives to share helpful information and education about gun-related topics, training tips, and other things that may potentially have legal implications for its listeners. The information contained in this podcast is intended in good faith, but it is important to understand that laws vary from place to place, and we encourage listeners to seek local legal advice to understand laws that apply to them. Nothing in this podcast should be misconstrued as legal advice or counsel.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for March 24th to 30th, 2024. Today's story: Patriotic Alternative demonstrates for release of political prisoner Sam Melia, Leeds, United Kingdom. The pro-white nationalist organization Patriotic Alternative marched to demand the release of political prisoner Sam Melia on Saturday. The protest would be their largest demonstration to date and comes amid a surge of UK thought crime convictions, which have since gained international attention. The march, which included PA leaders Mark Collett and Laura Towler, was conducted in Leeds City Centre, drawing dozens of attendees from across the UK. The demonstration eventually made its way to Leeds Civic Hall in Millennium Square, where the group distributed leaflets and gave speeches in front of a busy crowd. "Yesterday, Patriotic Alternative held our largest flash demo to date," read a statement on PA's official Telegram page. "Attention was drawn to the draconian laws that the anti-white state uses to unfairly target patriotic people. This is just the beginning. We will continue campaigning for a stop to the political persecution of nationalists," it continued.
Today's story: middle schoolers are charged with anti-Semitic hate crimes, Calvert, Maryland. Three middle schoolers have been criminally charged over an alleged incident involving anti-Semitic harassment. The suspects, all of whom are only 13 years old, now face hate crime violations in the latest push to prosecute children for hate speech in the United States. According to the Calvert County State's attorney, three young students at Plum Point Middle School in Southern Maryland have been charged with hate crimes in connection to the harassment of a fellow Jewish student. The 13-year-old suspects are alleged to have displayed swastikas, made Nazi salutes, and directed offensive comments to a classmate because of the classmate's religious beliefs, according to prosecutors. All three of the accused were not identified due to their status as minors, and the alleged comments were not explained further. According to the Office of the State's Prosecutor, Robert Harvey, the alleged harassment began in December of 2023. The unidentified victim is then said to have contacted the state police, who filed charges after an investigation determined the accused had been asked numerous times to stop. The Maryland Department of Juvenile Services is now reviewing the case. It's frankly astonishing that nearly 400 years later, some people continue to persecute others based upon their religion, said Harvey in a request for comment by the Washington Post. Religious persecution has no place in our society. While neoliberal repression would manifest itself very quickly in defense of Jewish students at Plum Point, the same could not be said about white students in similar situations. In 2023, white students of Kenwood Elementary School in Springfield, Ohio, were forced to support Black Lives Matter by a gang of black students. A video of the humiliating incident was later released to the Justice Report through a Freedom of Information Act request, where it quickly went viral.
Today's story. A mixed-race gang is charged for the beating death of a homeless white man. Stevens Point, Wisconsin. A homeless white man who fell victim to a brutal assault by a multi-ethnic gang has now died, the Justice Report has learned. A criminal complaint tied to the incident asserts the beating was launched after the man tried to stop the group from stealing items out of unlocked cars. According to reports, 61-year-old Donald G. Mitchell Jr. was found face down on the concrete in City Parking Lot 16 after sustaining a violent attack by up to three men. Mitchell, who is believed to be living in a camper attached to his car, was transported by an ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Due to a significant brain bleed, however, he was flown via helicopter to a different facility. The next afternoon, Mitchell died from his injuries, with doctors noting that every bone in his face had been fractured, along with several ribs. For the crime, police arrested three men aged 18 to 20, who were in the area after having been denied access to a local bar. A criminal complaint tied to the incident asserts that 18-year-old Christian J. Emerson, 19-year-old Arlen O. Sangster, and 20-year-old Brandon L. Bame had beaten Mitchell after he confronted them stealing items out of unlocked cars. The document alleges that after Mitchell had caught them rummaging through his truck, he asked them, "What are you doing in my truck? What did you take from my truck?" An eyewitness said she heard one of the men reply, "You got three big guys coming up on you. You want to mess with us?" Witnesses state that all three men had then begun to repeatedly punch Mitchell until he fell to the ground. Then, they were alleged to have kicked and even stomped the 61-year-old in the head, causing the worst injuries. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles. And enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
The British royal family, who own over 16% of the entire planet, seems to be falling apart, which is nothing to mourn, for they are one of the most monstrous families on Earth. In 1964, the Queen and Prince Philip visited a school in British Columbia. Former resident William Coombs claims that 10 of his classmates were taken by the Queen and Prince Philip, never to be seen again. The notorious pedophile and necrophiliac Jimmy Savile was close friends with the royal family. Charles wanted him to be Prince Harry's godfather. He was awarded the most excellent order of the British Empire in 1971 and knighted by the Queen in 1990. Prince Andrew has been a regular at Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. King Charles was close friends with a bishop who was convicted of raping over a dozen boys. A former student of Aldenham School claims that students were routinely raped and tortured by members of the Worshipful Company of Brewers, which was frequented by Jimmy Savile, King Charles, and Lord Mountbatten, who has been accused of raping an 11-year-old boy. Jeanette Archer says she was abused by the royals as a young child and says that they are reptilians. According to Princess Diana's friend, Christine Fitzgerald, Diana's nickname for the Windsors was the Reptiles and used to say that they are not human. While this may sound strange, most royal bloodlines in history were said to be the offspring of reptilians, often described as dragon or serpent people. In an interview with David Icke, Arizona Wilder told her story of being bred for the express purpose of conducting rituals for the royal family.
I was bred for this role that I fulfill. I was being abused and traumatized and on purpose for the mind control that they need someone to go through to do whatever they say.
She explained the importance of blood rituals.
What it's all about is that the blood and the menstrual blood contains something that is important for the propagation of this race that is controlling things on this planet.
She explained the infamous adrenochrome.
For it to be secreted in the blood is they need terrorization of their victims. They are killed at that moment as they are staring into their eyes.
She said when the royals and others smelled blood, they would shapeshift into reptilians.
When the victims are starting to be sacrificed, it's the scent of the blood. They start shapeshifting at that point in time. They can't hold their shape when this happens.
The human shape.
The human shape they cannot hold. They go back into reptilian shape as this is happening because it's a type of excitement of the kill. I have seen at rituals, I have seen George Bush. I have seen the two sons when they were young.
Are these the sons that have become governors?
Yes. One is in Florida and one is in Texas. Madeleine Albright. I have seen Henry Kissinger. I've seen the Queen Mother there. And I have seen Princess Margaret there. I've seen Charles there. And they shapeshift.
What have you seen the Queen or any of the royal family do in relation to that? You've seen them. Have you seen them sacrifice and consume human flesh?
I've seen all of them drink human blood and consume human flesh. There are certain times when there will have been someone doing a sacrifice and it's not happening fast enough for them. So they will step in and finish it themselves. These reptilians live hundreds of years, and so they have to have taken more than one human body to live in.
David Icke predicted years ago that the royal family would be removed to make way for a one-world government. And Dr. Michael Sala, who has been researching exopolitics for 20 years, has a different theory which could explain the fading of the royal family.
The ousting of the Saqqara reptilians in 2021 and how the deep state is panicking without their overlords. What about these reptilian extraterrestrials, and what do you know about this?
What we have is a lot of evidence going back thousands of years that there are these reptilian species that have played a big role in controlling the Earth. And the name of the kind of apex reptilian is Saqqara. So these are kind of like dragon-like creatures, you know, 8 foot to 12 foot tall. And they apparently have been forced to leave our solar system recently with the arrival of these kind of more senior species. They're here to watch our emergence into a planetary, into a galactic culture. They're here to watch that. But once that has happened, over a period of maybe a dozen years or so, they're going to leave. And then we're going to have to fend for ourselves. So it's almost like, you know, where we're breaking out of the shell. But once we're broken out of the shell, like any little animal that's just broken out of a shell, you know, the parent has protected you, but you're on your own now. You know, good luck.
Reporting for InfoWars, This is Greg Reese.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. The curcuminoids in turmeric is one of nature's most powerful and beneficial medicines. Raw turmeric root contains about 5% of this incredible medicine. But our bodies has been formulated to contain over 95%. This makes bodies one of the most powerful natural antioxidants in the world. Combined with other natural herbs, bodies will help improve mobility, flexibility, and immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I meant what I fucking said. Now I got a bunch of people asking me, oh, what are we going to do? What should we do? Educate yourself. Spread the word. The United Nations has just declared war on the truth. They're telling you outright, if you speak up, you're a conspiracy theorist. Shouldn't be believed. Should be approached in a certain fashion. The authorities should be contacted and all kinds of neat shit. Do they want war? Arm yourself with facts. Get out there and start telling the people. You don't want to do it on social media? Do it in person. Do it on the telephone. Do it like we used to do, standing around on the street corner having a coffee. Do you know who your enemy is? The World Economic Forum. For 51 years they've been working at this. They've been planning and scheming, working as hard as they can. And now, here we are. Klaus Schwab has admitted that for over 45 years, they've been working directly with the CCP. Now here we are in Canada and the U.S. We got 5G, military-grade 5G technology right across the country. Where did it come from? Who owns that technology? What's going to happen when they don't like us? Get to know your enemy. Get to know the facts. Speak the fuck up. Be a warrior. That's what we need to do. Instead of following Marcus like a bunch of fucking sheep.
Family, this is James Edwards, your host of the Political Cesspool. Folks, I want you to subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper. Against all odds, AFP has and continues to publish a populist, independent print newspaper with an unparalleled track record. Founded by a dedicated group of experienced patriots, AFP pulls no punches and tackles the most controversial and pressing issues facing America from an America First perspective. I've worked with the American Free Press since even before the beginning of TPC. Now that's something. You can subscribe to the print edition by visiting AmericanFreePress.net today or simply pick up a handy digital edition subscription. However you do it, subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, by visiting AmericanFreePress.net or by calling 1-888-699-NEWS, AmericanFreePress.net.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.